Well, hello, this is Matthew Williams of the Fruit Market Gallery Bookshop. And he's got a big stall covered in all sorts of titles here. Probably the most lavish and varied display at this small press fair. I mean, the Fruit Market really makes quite a thing of independent small presses. It must be about the only, well, one of the very few places in Scotland that really do that.
Mm-hmm. I think at the moment we're the only place in Scotland that routinely sells artists' books. There used to be a couple of places, one of which was the CCA, which unfortunately has lost its bookshop. And now has a sort of monthly artist book fair. But we're one of the only places with a sort of permanent display of artist books and small press books, which has been quite important. I think one of the things we're very keen on at the Fruit Market is serving the needs of the artistic community, serving the needs of artists. And that's not just the artists that we're showing in the gallery. It really is kind of wider artists who are producing work in book form. And publishing that maybe themselves or through small presses or for degree shows or any number of ways. So, it's important to us that we do that.
Yeah, I suppose for artists it's a means of, you know, having sort of reaching a wider audience.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or being introduced to a wider audience than simply a show might.
Yeah, I think, particularly, I mean, there are artists who are fairly well known whose books I have. Melanie Cavallo, who at the moment has, she's just had a show at the DCA. She's doing various things educationally with the bus that goes right the way around Scotland. She's quite a well-known artist, but for her, the book format allows people to own her work, to have something of her work. I think it's also a useful thing for her in terms of a project. A lot of artists, I think, find it useful to focus on publishing a book because it really helps to focus their thoughts at the same time in terms of their theoretical thinking but also obviously creatively as well.
Yourself, I mean, I wonder, is this where you thought you were going to end up? Well, not end up, maybe start out, I don't know which is the word. But, you know, did you think of yourself as becoming a bookshop manager or what drew you into this?
Yeah, I've been a bookseller really on and off for 10 years. I used to work up in the Highlands in an independent bookshop about an hour north of Inverness.
What was that?
That's the Dornoch Bookshops.
Oh, yeah.
So I worked there throughout university. So every summer, Easter, Christmas.
Are you from the Highlands then?
That's home for me. So I'm from Spinningdale.
Oh, I don't know Spinningdale at all.
Nice, East Sutherland. Just on the kind of north side of the Dornoch Firth.
So
I had a very nice commute through to Dornoch for about 10 minutes of Firth and Mountains. So I started there, and then after I graduated I went to the US and worked in again an independent bookshop in Michigan. And from there I came back. I had some stints in IT and magazine publishing, which were both much better paid, I suppose, but not nearly so enjoyable.
Yeah, and you would have had an insight into it as well. That's quite useful because
very
you
true.
Understand the...
And useful to take some time out, I think, also to discover what it is you like about what you were doing and what you like or don't like about what you've moved on to. So, I then went back. I had the opportunity to go to Canada, to Toronto, and I thought, right, I'll find myself a bookshop job, which I did through the internet and ended up in a children's independent bookshop that time. And then when I arrived, I needed some more hours, so I sort of, thought I'd sign up with a temp agency and was very lucky to end up working for Canada's largest chain, for Indigo Chapters and Coles, which is like a sort of combined WH Smith, Waterstones, Blackwells. It's frightening. I think there are publishers who approach them and say, should we publish this? And if they're not going to sell it, they say no. So it's quite an amazing amount of control. So I was buying for them, which was...
interesting that it's gone that far there.
It really has. And I mean,
unfortunately, it's rather going that way here. It's not gone that far. But now bookshops are being so... the commercial consideration
very
comes
much.
In so much as whether they take something in. I think in Scotland they've got a list of publishers, and outside of that list you can't get things into major bookshops.
Certainly of Waterstones, they do have sort of a core buying list, I believe.
And that pays no attention to Scotland as a...
No, that's largely true. Autocruz were very much better at it, I think. From what I hear from Scottish publishers, Autocruz were more willing to take risks and support sort of more local presses. I think Waterstones, now that they've absorbed them, might have to pay more attention, funnily.
Hopefully, yeah.
I hope that they see managers being able to take more risks and maybe decentralising slightly. I'm not sure which way they'll go, but it's certainly true of booksellers and of publishers that as they've grown commercially and sort of merged with each other, that what they're trying to do all the time is, you know, drive turnover and increase profit, which as businesses they must, but it's very difficult then for areas such as Scotland to sustain kind of indigenous publishing and book selling. Yeah,
as an individual, are you a collector of books yourself?
Yes, I try and sort of keep them away from the living room, so I have a book-free zone to go home to. But yeah, there's always a pile of about 10 things beside the bed and another few ready to read on the side, and yeah, then there's sort of review copies. And as a bookseller, it's funny, the last thing you have time to do in the working day is actually sit down and read books. So it's useful to take things home and have a browse, and then, yeah, some things get read cover to cover, and some things it's a first chapter or a first and last chapter. But yeah, it's a good thing to do, that's for sure.
What sort of responses have you had here at the Small Press Fair?
It's been very interesting. Certainly, most of the people here are, you know, connected in some way with the Poetry Library, and they're used to seeing poetry journals. So to come along with art magazines and kind of more style-orientated stuff is quite interesting. They're much more visual, much more design-orientated. They're using the web a lot more, CDs, DVDs. And it seems that's very much something that the poetry journals, poetry magazines aren't doing yet, which is shocking for me. But I think it'd be interesting to see what people take from that, whether there are changes afoot, as I suppose there must be.
I think you're going to be doing a talk in a few
minutes.
I'll probably leave you just now. But thanks very much.
Thank you very much.